Okay, so some really good news. After listening to Field Reports on Audioboo, he also hooked us up via his friend Jesse some cables for using XLR mics. And I guess I didn't try this properly last week in the way to put it all together and using a battery and everything else. So I plugged the cable in first, as he says, and then I've bought a brand new battery for my Rode NTG2 XLR mic. So that's powered basically. It's got the battery power on it. And then plugged it, then fired up Audioboo, then plugged in the mic into the XLR, and now it works. So I've got directional microphone. If I turn this away from me and talk, you can't, you can still hear me, but it's not directional like that is. And if I hold it about, I don't know, 10 centimeters away from my mouth, I get this pretty good quality. One of the things that I didn't notice straight away is that I tried to play it back straight after I recorded it, and obviously I couldn't hear it because the microphone thing adapter was in. And yet when I took it out and pressed play on Audioboo, what freaked me out was that I played back the audio from Audioboo, but it also fired up the iPod, the actual playing my audio as if it was in an iPod mode, as in if I just literally plugged in a headset or something similar to that. It was weird. So I'm listening to my playback of the audiobook and then the music on top of it, which is weird. So I think that's going to happen every time I do it. So I need to find a way to get around that. Maybe I need to record the audio, stop the audio, come out the Audioboo app, and then literally just unplug it and then listen back. It's a little bit of a faff, but if you're going to get the better audio quality, then it's going to be better. So I'm pretty chuffed, pretty excited.